Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I know you're excited, too. Steve Martin's here. I know. Me, too. We've missed Steve. We always love it when Steve Martin joins us. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He is our profit pro. He's the author of all the important books on being profitable, including Profit Improvement Executive Analysis, including creative approaches for developing a cost-effective organization. Also, not the least pretentious, this one, Instant Profits. How about that? I could use some instant profits. How about you? He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so very much. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Folks, Steve is an 18-year member. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 and a half years he's been with us, almost as long as me. So, Steve, thank you for your abiding support over the years. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is bad decisions that people make that cost them profits. Talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, the world is changing so very rapidly, and the problems that managers and business owners are faced with is the challenge of making decisions every single day. And it's hard sometimes to determine which is the most important area to focus on and which is the one you have to put away. But the reality is that concern about the fear of what the outcome might be of making or not making a decision can be paralyzing. And I've seen all too many small and large business owners and managers just sit in fear.
Lock up.
Not making the right decision.
Just lock up. Just freeze up. Just the deer in the headlights, whatever, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, you see that with the change in the way the world is going with the age of the customer. Your analysis is excellent.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? You've been working well in a particular area. Your market's going well. Your products are selling. But you see change on the horizon. What are you going to do?
Do you think this is a product of another thing, meaning people who wait too long to make a decision until it gets too big and hairy?
Procrastination, yeah. Avoiding the decision can be a major problem. And my recommendation is that you sit back, take a moment, engage your team, and that team could be one or two other people, depending on the size of your business, and do a quick risk-reward analysis on each of the major points or even the things that are coming up on the horizon, and try and identify those that are more important than others and do something about it. If you find that there are concerns, address those.
Mm-hmm.
Using tools like SWOT analyses and risk-reward analysis can help you take some of the emotion and concern out of whether or not you're doing the right thing.
What about if you said, okay, guys, this thing right here is scaring the heck out of me. I'm actually worried about pulling the trigger on that. Can we make this into smaller pieces so if I do pull the trigger and it doesn't work, it doesn't take us down? What about that?
That's good advice, Jim. Absolutely. Look at the scope of the challenge and see if you can parse it into smaller pieces. And the other thing that I highly recommend is if you have to make a decision, can you make it in increments? Can you do a trial run?
Testing. That's isn't that the magic word, test?
Oh, testing? Absolutely, Jim. Yeah, test. You know, I'm working with a client right now that wants to step into a major lease and throw a new product on the market from a brick-and-mortar location.
Wow.
And my recommendation is, hey, can't you try selling this from a kiosk or literally a vending cart on the corner before you invest your entire life savings into a business idea that hasn't been tested?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one thing about fear, Jim. It's nature's way of saying maybe we don't have enough information.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. If you're fearful of something, you don't have enough information, or you've waited. In my opinion, you've waited too long to make a decision, and now it's gotten so imperative that something happened that it's too big and ugly, and it's scaring the heck out of you.
Yes, and when you wait too long, that's when you really stand a chance of losing your profitability.
One of the best things a mentor ever told me, and I talk about this, I've said this 1,000 times on this show because I just think it's such good advice. He said, make lots of decisions. Make lots of little decisions. He said, and if you know what you're doing, you'll make more of them right, those little ones, than you think.
That's great advice, yeah. Breaking it into smaller pieces, making the decisions, moving forward in an incremental fashion, and collecting data as you go.
Yeah. Steve, hold on to that thought. Steve Martin and I are going to come back. We got more of this after these messages.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.